is Thursday, and Thursday morning adventure means that we're going to talk about fishing. Lake North Fork Fishing Report with Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. What a very pleasant Thursday morning. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, but yeah, kind of muggy out there, foggy a little bit. The weather is very frustrating.
Yeah, it's 72 degrees. Isn't that crazy?
Well, wake
up in May and it's 72 degrees at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Well, driving in this morning, I had 68, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to get some nasty weather. There's going to be some thunderstorms. And, you know, and I'm thinking, well, but it really wasn't so much in the forecast today. You know, Friday late afternoon is when it was going to start. And then Friday night, I get here this morning. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, today, tonight, yeah, it's here it comes. So goody.
Yeah.
But, hey, I've been hearing some really good things about fishing on Lake North Fork.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really picked up. It's been good. No limits, but I've seen several guys come back with 6, 7, 8 crappie and some really good size to them.
Just perfect for fillets that'll fit on a hamburger bun.
Oh, they're beautiful. Really, really good. And, bass been hitting. Kentucky's been hitting. That's all been really good.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been hearing that the stripers, they've been, it's kind of late, you know, but it's really been pretty good in the morning. They're actually really starting to kind of blow up.
Yeah, as they had the bait fish responding and they're all up on the banks, and as they start to come off the banks, it's going to really pick up. I think everything happened a little bit later this year, and it's going to continue on for a while yet, it looks like, and it's been kind of hit and miss, but the guys, when you're there at the right time, they've been hitting their limits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that. Just anything top water, anything you can get out that's on top, you know, if you're chasing those whites, hybrids, stripers.
The top's been really taken off. Anything, a redfin, a whopper plopper, a spook, a rogue, anything on top. The bass, the Kentuckys, the whites, the stripers, the hybrids, all of them have reacted to the topwater bite in this past week. It's been pretty darn good.
Yeah. I think it's on to be a good time. And, of course, if we can just get Mother Nature to cooperate.
Yeah. Absolutely, boy. She's something else, isn't she?
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know what? I also found out mermaids drive Jeeps.
They drive Jeeps?
Yeah, that's
right. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
So, I wonder if that's why there's several Jeeps down here at the launch.
That's what it is. They drive Jeeps. You know, because, see, a mermaid can't, you know, change. But they're very, very sly about it. But they do love Cheetos and wine.
Cheetos and wine. That's what I heard about mermaids. They do like Cheetos and wine.
Yep. You know?
And, We're going to be on the lookout for them. If we can get around this rain and some of this bad weather we got, we'll keep an eye out for them this whole week.
Yeah,
you may find me camped out there down by the lawn trap. yeah, for sure.
Yeah, a couple bottles of wine and a big, you know, bag of Cheetos, and who knows what'll happen. So, you know, here we are, we're heading into, you know, this, we're halfway through now, May, and we've got, you know, some big holidays that are coming up. Of course, there's going to be fireworks as well, 4th of July on the lake. It's time now, you know, folks want to plan a little getaway, they need to get with you and Diane about, you know, getting this all lined out, planned out, and, you know, where you can have a little getaway.
Yeah, you know what? We do have a couple spots left for Memorial. We got a couple left for 4th of July, so it's not too late for some people. We don't have a lot available for the holidays left, but if some people are still interested, the holidays, there's still a chance to get in on some of that.
The 4th of July is great.
Yeah, so there's still a possibility if they want to give us a call, we could probably help them out. And they can always give us a ring at 870-467-5277, and we'll get back to them as fast as we can. And, of course, always our Facebook page, drop us a line on there. Take a look at some of the fish that were caught the past week and stuff, and we go from there. And then they can always drop us a line on our website, too, thebayouresort.com.
Yep. Absolutely. Check it out. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll go mermaid hunting.
Yeah, we are this weekend. If the weather holds out, I'll be down there. I'll be waiting for you. I'll bring an extra chair.
We're going to have the first ever Q94 Bayou Resort mermaid calendar.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So.
Oh yeah, we'll start that.
Yep. And it's catch and release. So there it is. All right, hey Gary, we appreciate you, man. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah, all right. See you, Gary.
Bye. Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resort and our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report on the Mountain of Rock, Q94.